Tonight, the Kennedy Center here in Washington is set to welcome the Tony Award-winning revival of the musical Parade. The show tells the real-life story of a violent, anti-Semitic incident in the South in 1915. The musical's production is arriving here in D.C. at a tense time. President Trump has executed a takeover of the Kennedy Center, and a prominent member of the Trump administration has promoted anti-Semitic theories about the subject of the show. NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, and a warning that this story includes offensive language.
Parade dramatizes a true crime story that captivated the country in the early 1900s. Leo Frank was a Jewish northerner living in the southern city of Atlanta, where he managed a pencil factory. Frank was accused of murdering a 13-year-old girl, Mary Fagan, who worked in the factory. His trial was a spectacle, gripped by the threat of mob violence and warped by prejudice.
Who's gonna stop the Jew from killing? Who's gonna swing that hammer?
When Frank's case went to the jury,
guilty. Guilty.
He was sentenced to death, but his sentence was commuted when doubts about his guilt grew. Then, after a prominent newspaper called Frank a Jewish hunter of Gentile girls and demanded vigilante justice, a group of men stormed the prison, kidnapped Frank. They took him to Mary Fagan's hometown, handcuffed him, tied a rope around his neck, and then a tree.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu.
The men who lynched Leo Frank on August 17, 1915, were never charged. The incident helped lead to a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan, but also the creation of the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish civil rights group. Today, most historians agree that Frank was clearly a victim of anti-Semitic bigotry and likely innocent. The state of Georgia formally pardoned him in the 1980s. The playwright behind Parade is named Alfred Urey. He grew up in Atlanta, born in the 1930s. His family is Jewish and actually knew the Franks.
The German Jewish community was very small, but when I was born, nobody talked about it at all. I had to go to the library to look it up when I was a kid. And it was very important to me to be able to tell the story.
The first production of Parade came out in the late 1990s and was critically acclaimed. In 2023, Urey said the show's revival reached even greater success.
Either fortunately or unfortunately, the zeitgeist was with us. The thing got very timely.
Part of that zeitgeist was the rise of anti-Semitic hate. A group of neo-Nazis showed up to protest the show, calling Frank a pedophile and Jewish terrorist.
Jewish terrorist, blaming on a black man, killing Mary Fagan.
The irony of that thing was these people hand-printed signs on sheets, and it looked just like the props in the show.
And it's not just neo-Nazis pushing these ideas about the Leo Frank case.
There's a picture of him right there. He looks evil to me.
Last year, the far-right influencer and conspiracy theorist Candace Owens ranted on several of her podcasts about the Frank case, claiming that Judaism and the State of Israel promote pedophilia.
We're talking about men like Leo Frank who rape little girls, know that they can go, if they're Jewish, they can go to Israel and they'll be provided a safe haven.
Another right-wing influencer named Kingsley Wilson posted on social media just a few weeks after the neo-Nazi protest of the show. Quote, Leo Frank raped and murdered a 13-year-old girl. She added, the Anti-Defamation League is demonic. She later edited the post to call the ADL despicable rather than demonic. Now Kingsley Wilson is in the Trump administration. She's the press secretary for the Department of Defense.
And it's been a real focus of Secretary Hegseth, getting this woke ideology, this garbage out of our Department of Defense.
The American Jewish Committee called Wilson unfit for office and said that she was sharing, quote, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories lifted right out of the neo-Nazi playbook. At a tense Senate hearing, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth defended Wilson.
She does a fantastic job, and there's any suggestion that I or her or others are party to anti-Semitism is a mischaracterization attempting to win political points.
A Pentagon spokesman told NPR in a statement that Wilson has never promoted anti-Semitism and blamed the, quote, ADL and other left-wing groups for erroneously attacking her character. They did not respond to our question about whether Wilson stands by her posts about Leo Frank. They're still online. Oren Siegel has tracked extremism for more than two decades at the ADL, and he's watched theories about the Leo Frank case move from fringe extremist message boards to popular podcasts, and even a government official.
More than 100 years later, the anti-Semitic mob still exists. They just may not be on the streets of Georgia, but they may be on every social media channel that we all exist on. And so in some ways, it's the same hatred, but the reach is much, much farther.
And it's in this context that Parade is coming to the Kennedy Center, now under Trump's leadership.
We ended the woke political programming, and we're restoring the Kennedy Center as the premier venue for performing arts anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world.
In response to Trump's takeover, some artists canceled performances. Parade was already on the schedule. Alfred Urey said the production decided their show would go on.
As long as our cast wants to do it, we really want people to experience it. And we're happy to have it there. Politics aside, this is not about politics. It's about theater. It's about art form.
But in an era when the president threatens everyone from political rivals to major corporations and even Beyonce on social media, it seems the producers of Parade are careful with how they talk about the show. I asked Urey about Kingsley Wilson's posts about Leo Frank.
I have no comment about that.
Jason Robert Brown wrote Parade's music and lyrics. He declined an interview request, but sent me an email. He said the show explores the currents of hatred running underneath America, and that the racist incitements from more than a century ago continue to be repeated by people at the highest levels of our government. But he wrote that the Kennedy Center is America's stage, and you can't tell the story of America without the story of Leo Frank and Mary Fagan. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.